It's our fault, partly. That's the message from the outgoing head of the Washington State Department of Transportation. The agency had come under fire for the 520 floating bridge project and the cracked pontoons. They briefed reporters yesterday about the causes of the cracks. KUOW's Derek Wong reports.
The pontoons are the floating part of the 520 bridge. They're huge concrete structures that support the roadway. The larger pontoons are about the length of a football field and weigh the same as 23 747s. Cracks in the pontoons for the new bridge led to concerns last year about the bridge's structure. That led then-Governor Gregoire to convene an expert panel to review the situation. And the panel found two reasons for the cracks. First, the contractor did not follow the state's engineering guidelines as it was building the pontoons. And second, the state had a faulty design. Paula Hammond is the Secretary of Transportation. She says her department did not follow standards of good practice. For one thing, she says WashDOT never ran models that tested the pontoon design.
Engineering is all about analyzing and testing and checking and a lot of experience and protocols go into it to make sure that what you design and what you develop, whether it's a pontoon or a bridge or a highway off-ramp, that somebody else is looking over your shoulder to make sure that what you designed is adequate and that it's going to hold up. And so I think a step was missed.
And do you know why that step was missed?
No, I don't know that. What we are going to do is make sure that those who should have known and could have recognize that they had a responsibility. Why didn't they? And what are the accountabilities for those employees?
That means that some people could get fired. The development comes at a time when there will be a change in leadership for WashDOT. Last week, Governor Inslee announced a new transportation secretary effective next month. Hammond says the pontoon problems have been frustrating for her.
I know. I've taken a very strident approach to lessons learned, what exactly happened, how do we go after making sure this never happens again. And as I leave, if that's what I can leave the agency, is something, an awareness of what we did wrong and how we can improve ourselves for the future, then I would say that at least that's a positive note.
Hammond says the contractor will work to fix the pontoons. She says the project should have enough money in its existing budget to help cover the repair costs. And she says the repair work will probably mean the bridge will open a few months late in the fall of 2015. I'm Derek Wong, KUOW News.